The 2nd of February 2023, my name is Levi and this is Bart Simpson episode number 2. We're talking today about The Simpsons' Bart's death and funeral 1989. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. This article discusses the 1989 episode, The Simpsons' Bart Death and Funeral, in which Bart Simpson dies and is buried.
Bart Simpson is the eldest child in the Simpson family and a fictional character who was introduced in the American animated television series The Simpsons, which debuted its very first episode in December 1989. In this episode, Bart goes to a video game store to buy Space Mutants, but ends up buying some cutesy kid stuff instead. After arriving back home, he accidentally sets his house on fire and is unable to escape from it, thus leading to his death. The world mourns for Bart as part of the Simpson family and his funeral was held on Christmas Day. The episode aired in December 1989 and was the last episode of the season. It has been considered one of the best Simpsons episodes of all time and is remembered fondly by fans even 30 years later. The episode was part of a Halloween trilogy, along with Treehouse of Horror 26, which aired 2 weeks earlier, and another Christmas episode that aired the following year. In that decade, Treehouse of Horror episodes were some of the highest-grossing movies to date and included Batman, The Last Crusade and Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. The Simpsons family was featured in the episode, Bart's Death and Funeral, which aired on April 5, 1989. The episode starts with the family traveling to Beijing for a plane trip. Marge and Homer visit the Great Wall of China with Bart and Lisa. The episode is full of jokes at Homer's expense and his frustration at having to take a plane trip again. Meanwhile, back in Springfield, Selma is told by her doctors that she can no longer have children, so she decides to adopt a baby. When the family returns home, they are shocked to find out that Bart has died in a plane crash while they were away. The entire Simpson family is devastated by this news, and the funeral scene shows how much they all loved Bart as their older brother. The episode was considered too dark for most squeamish Simpsons viewers, as Homer has to confront his own mortality and confesses to Bart's act. It was a touching moment when Bart confesses to Bart that he'll miss him. Lisa is also seen moaning about her lost brother. The show hid the latter's existence so that it could be given the production code, which ends the episode on a more positive note. Since then, this episode has become one of the stories people tell, and it has been labeled as one of the best episodes in any TV show, gaining lots of hype over time and becoming parables in sight. The episode starts with Marge criticizing Homer for his irresponsible behavior and Homer, who loves the audience, getting angry at her. Eventually, he makes a decision to let Bart go on a field trip, which Marge criticizes him for. But in the end, Homer is proven to be a good husband when Burns lets Bart go and takes responsibility for the fire that was started by Bart. When the family eventually arrives at their destination, Lisa is concerned about what might happen, and sure enough, they find themselves at an evil witch's house where Bart experiences Richie Rich syndrome. The Simpsons' chaotic charm has never been more present than in this episode, as Homer awakens from a dream to discover he has created a movable Legoland version of Springfield. This episode is widely considered one of the show's best ever episodes and is a testament to the creativity and wit that the Simpsons team brings to the table. Bart's character, who was previously seen as a criminal genius in some earlier episodes, is now reduced to a dim-witted fool who is overlooked by everyone, whose great contribution to this episode goes largely unnoticed. It's difficult not to be impressed by their use of Legos and other ingeniously gimmicky episodes that they produced around this time. The Simpsons characters, especially Bart, became the best characters of the show. When Bart's teacher, Mrs. Krabappel, died in the episode, Bart's Death and Funeral, in 1989, it was a shock for fans of the show. The episode featured numerous Living Show guest stars who were all our grade school teachers from when we were growing up. Seeing this episode always brought back memories of our childhood days in school. Creator Matt Groening used tombstones to predict death, and it occurred thought that Mrs. Krabappel's death would be one of them. Women like her didn't get much recognition in that era, and it was nice to see her get some attention with this episode. The episode, Bart's Death and Funeral, first aired on May 13, 1989. It was a very emotional episode that started with Bart lying dead on the Simpsons family couch. The show then showed Bart's corpse in his grave and his tombstone, which read, "Here lies Bart Simpson, beloved son." This death turned things around for the Simpson family, and it also turned death into a somewhat comedic event. The final image of the episode featured a hyper-realistic lifeless style that represented life as it is for many people in the world. The Simpsons characters, including Homer, Marge and Lisa, were all sitting on the Simpsons sofa in their home. Good Homer had to overcome his oafish ways to save Bart Simpson from an early grave. This episode earned most of its laughs due to the animated version of Homer wearing beer goggles while trying to drive an ambulance. Disneyland was featured as a place where Bart and Homer can have some fun together and display a sweet message before the end of the episode. The final scene featured Lisa as she looked toward the Millennium Age concept with a tearful Bart Simpson laying down in his coffin. The Simpsons 1989 episode, Bart's Death and Funeral, was an emotional roller coaster. The episode begins with Sideshow Bob turning his attention to Bart Simpson, threatening him and demanding that he witness the relocation of a local prison sideshow.
Thank you all for joining us again on Bart Simpson, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.